This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. The battle for Ukraine's strategic port of Mariupol raged on Monday as Ukraine rejected a Russian offer to evacuate its troops from the besieged city, and the Russian bombardment continued. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said about 400 civilians were taking shelter at an art school in the port city when it was struck by a Russian bomb. In a video address early Monday, Zelensky said it was not clear how many casualties there were in the Russian bombing of the art school. He said they are under the rubble, and we don't know how many of them have survived. The strike was the second time in less than a week that officials reported an attack on a public building where Mariupol residents had taken shelter. Meanwhile, European Union countries have accused Russian forces of committing war crimes in Ukraine, but it appears unlikely it will impose new sanctions against Moscow. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
EU foreign policy chief Josep Borrell said, before he chaired a meeting of the 27 nation bloc's foreign ministers, that what's happened in Mariupol, Ukraine, is a massive war crime. This is something awful. But despite a clamour across Europe for those responsible for attacks on civilians to be held to account, the imposition of a new round of sanctions, like asset freezes and travel bans, appears unlikely for now. Notorious for their often slow handling of fast-moving international events, EU nations have rallied in just over 3 weeks since the invasion began on February 24 to slap sanctions on 877 people. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russia's war in Ukraine, now in its 26th day, shows no signs of abating. The UN says more than 38 million people have fled Ukraine. This is VOA News.